preacher man, preacher Bible down to and true. Went down the Kern River, Lord, and his preaching never drew. I said, Lord, sweet mama, daddy got them Kern River blue. You know what do? I said, Lord, sweet mama, your daddy's got them Kern River blue.
Welcome back, little Kern River Blues. Send that out to Billy Willie Smith, River Rat, down there in the Ozarks. He's on that porch this morning having that coffee. I wish I was there with you, buddy. Another shout out to our Vogelvogger. Get well, buddy. Get out of that place. Get back here in the studio with us. You're missing some biscuits.
Wow.
That's your host, Ray I, Matty G. We got Bill Cooper in the house. Yes, indeed, Billy. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Ray. Glad to be here, man. I tell you, it's tough, though, driving through the Ozarks to come to the city to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to be moving pretty soon to Kirkwood, so we should be a little closer next time.
Hey, get back out in the wilderness a little bit.
Yeah, we talk a little bit. You brought a couple guests in. Why don't you tell me about your guest? Start with the bearded wonder over there.
The bearded wonder. I'll have to remember that one. He's a wonder, all right.
That's the long
Mr.
guy.
Greg Long.
Greg Long.
Not only a veteran, but law enforcement
Greg
background.
Madeline Greg Long.
Greg Long. Don't forget Madeline. I tell you what, Madeline is relatively new to the outdoors. Mr. Greg has really baptized her, man.
Awesome.
And she killed her first bear. Back in May.
That's
and this
cool.
Gal is great on a camera. She learns fast. She learns a lot faster than Greg. We're working on him, and I've talked to her, and she's going to help me out with that issue. But Greg Long, now, Ray, you've known me for longer than I like to remember.
Yeah.
And you know I've always pretty much been a one-man show, always operated by myself.
We'll pause there for a second. If you just joined us, that's Bill Cooper. And what we're talking about, Bill has Outside Again TV Things website, and these are his pro staff guys, right?
Yeah, well, I don't call them pro staff. They're staff.
They're staff instead of pro staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, that'll work.
They're beyond pros, I say.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, great guys. But, you know, you've dealt with this for generations, decades, many decades. People always contact you, want to be a part of your
right.
show. People follow you around and everything else, you know. But I've had a little bit of that, too, over the years. People come up, you know, hey, I can do this, I can do that.
Right.
You know, I'm a great
And how do I get in the outdoor industry?
Yeah,
how can I be on television?
How do I take your job?
You need me to go do that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tried a couple over the years, and neither panned out, and I'm real cautious about taking people on.
How'd you end up with these two Jaybirds in? Is that where you're going?
That's kind of where I'm going.
All right, I'll shut up now.
But seriously, you know better than I do what it's like to try to sort through people and find somebody that, first of all, loves the outdoors. I mean, has a passion for it.
And willing to share that.
Exactly, and are able to share that.
True.
So there's a combination of things that you look for when you're looking for business partners or people to help you out or whatever.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I can't help it. But these guys came in here this morning. I've never met either one of them, okay?
Right.
First 30 seconds in here, I knew they were good guys.
Yeah.
You've been around this stuff long enough, you know.
Yep. You can weed them out pretty quick.
Well, wait a
minute. Did you say I was a good guy?
No, I didn't say you. Oh. But the blue shirt wearing guy, maybe the jury's a little bit out on him. The other guy's really.
Oh,
well,
man.
Now, he's a fly fisherman, you know.
Well, that's one strike.
Now, yeah. It took me forever to come down that point of bringing a fly fisherman on.
And you videotaped Damon catching fish on a fly rod, right?
He can do it. I'm telling you. He may be better than me.
Wow.
Yeah. I've learned a lot of good stuff from him.
I can catch more fish than him with less moves, blasting caps.
Yeah.
Breaking out the dynamite.
Yeah. Well, he's in a construction business. He probably knows something about dynamite.
He calls it DuPont spinner baits.
But
anyways,
back to
good guys. I mean, obviously, when I came in here and you just visited with him a little bit and we had some coffee, it doesn't take long to pick up on that. You can tell if somebody's real or not.
Well, yes, you can, Ray. But, you know, you and I have talked about this many, many, many times. We're dinosaurs in the business. We're dinosaurs in the world. But
My wife says I got T-Rex arms.
Yeah. But it's so important for us to bring the younger generation in. And these guys are, I don't know how old they are. How old are you, Greg?
45.
Okay.
34.
You are.
So they're
him and our Tiny Tim could get together.
Yeah.
They could bust beers together and stuff. Eat boiled eggs and lift weights.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim's going to work with us a little bit. He's kind of far away and far out,
too. He'd be good, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy.
He'll love these guys. He's a great guy, too. But it's so good to see people in this generation doing as well as these guys are.
Right.
Greg is as good a woodsman I've ever found in my lifetime.
Wow, that's saying something.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He's right up there with you, Ray.
Wow.
Yeah. I might call him Ray Jr.
This is going downhill fast.
He does it all. I mean, he hunts and fishes.
We're going to brag on you guys for a while, but then we've got another segment I'm going to have you talk about hunting to me, okay?
Yeah, it's coming.
And then we'll tell the truth.
Yeah. But, hey, isn't it great, though, to find somebody you've got enough confidence in that you can build them up? Now, I admit, their hat size has increased a couple of sizes in
I don't see that.
You haven't been around him enough.
The Bearded Wonder started giving me crap the first 3 seconds he met me.
He's good at that. He does that just to wake me up.
Yeah, I can shovel it pretty good.
And immediately when I told him I had a pot of coffee, like knocked a chair over going in there. So he's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Hey, you could throw this guy on a rock and he'd survive. In fact, I'm trying to get him on Survivor Show. What's that call you've been talking about?
It's called Alone.
Alone.
On the History Channel.
Do you remember when you were younger, Billy, when they'd hand you a big bowl of scraps and say, go feed the dogs, throw it over the fence to the coon dogs?
Yeah.
Throw it up over the fence. Remember that activity? Oh, yeah. That's what I saw here at this table when I threw those biscuits out this morning.
Hey, those are darn good. You need to give us your recipe. I don't think you'd do that, but we could get you down and torture you. I think he's probably
always
pretty good at
love.
That, too.
Always talking love.
Yeah, you bet.
Like I told Ray, I'm just going to move in.
He's not laughing.
Hey, I'm serious.
I'm waiting to introduce him to my good buddy down on the Jack's Fork River, Mr. Ron Kruger. Don't he kind of favor him?
I think this guy's a little more handsome, a little more chiseled than Ron.
I've met Ron a couple times, and I'd have to agree with you, Ray.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, he's still kicking down there. Do you want to learn anything about Blue Boy there?
Tell me about the Blue Boy.
The Blue Boy?
Before we go to break.
He's the blue, remember the blue dude, the blue man from down on?
Blue man, yeah. Down in the Ozarks?
Yeah, remember.
Or the blue man in Vegas, which ones? Or the blue man in the Ozarks?
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah.
We talked about him.
About the blue man, yeah.
Yeah, turkey camp.
Is him now?
I'm trying to figure that out. But Damon Spurgeon originally from St. James, Missouri. I wish we had his dad in here. Now, his father is the character. Damon's shaking his head.
We'd be in the gravel, Ray. He's a dandy.
Hey, I've known him over 40 years, ever since I came to St. James. I watched his dad play football, quite an athlete. So was Damon. But I've got the last few decades got to enjoy his father at football games. He's one of those guys, you know, that got the ref around the neck and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
he's a rowdy.
Love it.
Oh, he's great. But his dad did raise him right. Damon's mom sent me a picture of him the other day. He's 4 years old with a big old stringer of trout.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
You bet. So that's the kind of guys I've got here. And Damon is as good a fly fisherman I ever run into in my life. And, you know, he ties all these fancy knots and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll learn that stuff today and forget it tomorrow. I'll still use that hand-over-hand knot. I don't know which hand's going to wind up tangled up in the lines. You know? It's been a joy. I've practically given up fly fishing just to be able to film him. And I said, you know, I don't know if I'll ever fly fish again, man. You're making me feel bad.
But that's cool.
It didn't bother him in the least.
Not that part. He just keeps fishing. Feel bad. The part that he could fish good.
Yeah. And then, hey, we're sitting on the front porch of one of these just immaculate log cabins down at Westover last week filming a show. And
photogenic, too. Very photogenic.
Yeah. I had to groom him a little bit, but he's
down at my Ozark turkey camp, they would say he's pretty.
He's pretty.
Yeah. He's a good looking feller.
Yeah, we'll have to bring him. Yeah, we could have some fun with him at turkey camp.
Oh, you turkey boy. Hunt too?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, both these guys turkey both killers. Turkey
yeah.
Yeah. Turkey
awesome.
Killing machines, man.
We'll put something together.
And bought one of them Mossberg 835s when they first come out, and I still hunt with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's good.
Yeah, he killed this turkey with a Mossberg this spring.
Well, we're going to come back, and we got to do a little information from the Conservation Federation. But segment five, we're going to talk to you two guys, let you just tell us about things you do and what you're doing and how to do it and sharing with the outdoors and those things, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Matty G, why don't you take us into break time, and we'll see you on the other side. We'll go back on the other side with Tyler Schwartz with the Conservation Federation of Missouri. He's their new events manager. See you on the other side.